Sonny, welcome to Ask the Builder. How are you doing today, buddy?
Good morning, Tim. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'll tell you what, life, it doesn't get any better than this. I'm living a dream.
I bet you are. It sounds exciting. Hey, I have a question about windows.
Okay.
I live in a condo, and I have the windows that have the metal grid between the glass.
Yes.
And I'm developing moisture there. Is there anything I can do about it?
Is the moisture is between the two pieces of glass?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sounds to me that the seal's broken now.
Uh-huh.
This is kind of interesting. In the old days, my advice would be it's time for you to call one of the glass companies or the window company, and if it's the glass is still in warranty. All right. So now. So that's the first option. You know, how old would you say the window is?
Well, the condo is about 14 years old, and I believe they're original, so...
I would doubt that you would have... What do you guys think? There's no way that I...
No.
No way that there'd be a longer...
I don't see that they probably are under warranty.
Yeah, I would think they're out of warranty.
Okay.
Now, but now get this. There's this... I just saw a demonstration about 2 months ago... on a new system that came down from Canada. Have you guys heard about this?
No.
There's a company, there's a process up in Canada where they come to your house, they drill, they've got a special diamond drill, they drill a 1/8-inch hole into the outside of the insulated glass unit. They actually drill two. They drill one like in the lower left and one in the upper right, Sonny. You got that?
Yes.
And they have these little tools and they actually squirt a solution into the window to clean it. You know, because what happens, once that seal breaks, mm-hmm. the window starts to fog up and it's bringing in dirt and moisture, and it can actually etch the glass.
Okay.
And they've got this tool that actually goes in, can clean the glass, and then they can extract the water and cleaning solution out of the insulated glass. And then they, once that's all done, they actually take in those holes and they put these two little, they're like, I would call them check valves, these miniature check valves that don't allow any more water to get in, but then the air can get back out.
Really?
Yeah. Now, it's just a what they're and what it is, this solution also, in certain situations, in many situations, that it actually goes in and seals where the seal broke. You know, it's like, you know how you can buy this those cans of aerosol stuff?
Right.
It's the poor man's way to fix a flat tire.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that. So I'm just saying that somebody's come up with a solution to try to stop having to... the expense of having to replace insulated glass.
Okay.
So that's an option that's just now becoming available in Cincinnati. Now, how it works long term, I can't tell you, because I you know, as far as I'm concerned, the jury's still out.
Okay.
So I need to you know, you just have to see it happen and then just see, you know, and monitor it for a couple of years to see what the deal is.
Well, who provides that service?
Well, you know, the guy who's doing it, but I can't remember the name of the local company is this. You guys remember this name, you know, Frank Kopich?
Frank, right.
From Pella?
Right.
I mean, he's doing it. It's his deal. But I can't... I'm sorry, son. I can't remember the name of the system.
Okay.
If you call back next week or a couple of weeks, I'll do my research and find out for you.
Oh, that would be terrific.
Or you can just email me during the week, and
okay.
I'll do my best. You know, tim@askthebuilder.com.
Okay, hey, I'll do that, Tim. Thanks.
Sonny, one other thing that you could do. That sounds like a whole lot of fun, but you can come on down to the showroom. And
yeah.
With Anderson Products, you'll get a 20-year warranty. So stop down and see us.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I would recommend that because here's what's going to potentially happen. Just so you know, if this is, how many units are in the condo?
Oh, gee, probably 100 or so.
Oh my goodness!
So yeah. Telling your friends and neighbors.
Yeah, yeah. What's going to happen is you may start to have widespread failure in the entire condo complex.
Uh huh.
So if you attend your regular meeting of the, you know how you guys have your monthly or quarterly meeting,
right?
If the subject starts to come up or if you bring it up, I would honestly tell you that before you make all your decisions, you might want to jump down to Nisbet Brower and let one of the window experts come out and evaluate the situation and give you guys a bid.
That's a good idea.
I mean, I have that. I get email like that all the time from all over the nation from people who, you know, they ask me to give them advice to take to their board of directors for the condo association.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind.
All right.
But if it's happening to your windows, it could become a widespread phenomenon pretty
okay.
quickly.
All right. Thanks for your help.
Well, thanks for calling, Sonny.
Okay. Bye-bye.